أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah Almighty, and peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our knowledge of Deen and give us the best understanding of Deen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone today? Good. Alhamdulillah. My wonderful friends are excited for today's session. Alhamdulillah. So in the beginning, I showed you a slide that had mentioned about the materials that you're going to be needing for today's activity. So I'm just going to remind you, if you have markers, if you have colors, if you have colored pencils, crayons, you can make them available. You need to have two pieces of paper, a scissors, okay? And if someone does not have a marker, they can always use their pencils or their color pens. And if you do not have a glue, if someone wrote in the chat that they don't have a glue, that's completely okay. You can use scotch tape. You can use any type of tape that you have available. Okay, so you don't need to decide yet that you don't have anything, okay? So these materials are most of the time available. You just need to grab them and just put them beside you. So once we start that activity, inshallah, you will going to be enjoying it, okay? Okay, so if you have not done so, I would like you to write your names and write present in front of you. Okay, and while if you're finished writing your name, you can be ready with your Quran, and you need to be ready with your pen or pencils or your notebook. Okay, inshallah. Before I get started, I just need to make sure that everybody knows what to write in the chat and what not. There is a student, I'm not going to call his name right now, but if someone asks me about the control of the screen, I'm not going to give you the control of the screen, so please do not ask me for that. And if there happens to be someone who is going to be asking me again, I'm going to be removing that person from the room. I have to do that because I will be talking or I will be teaching you guys, and at that moment if somebody is trying to interrupt, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be tolerate that anymore, because in previous classes there have been students who have been doing some inappropriate things. So I'm just trying to make it clear in the beginning so that you can be focused and you need to be good listeners. I know there are lots and lots of wonderful students, there are lots and lots of polite and kind students who are ready to learn, who are very, very excited to learn. Okay, and if something happens, if something, a bad thought comes into your head, you can just say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And today's surah helps us to stay away from all those evil thoughts, helps us stay away from all those evil actions. Okay, so we are not going to be interrupting each other by writing inappropriate comments, and we are not going to be interrupting the teacher as well by asking for the control of the screen. Okay? Jazakumullah khairan kathira. So let's get started with our Quran session. I'm going to be disabling your chat because I want you to be focused. I want you to open your Quran. And if you have the Quran with the translation, well and good. If you don't, then you can start writing the translation in your notebook. Okay? So let's get started with our protection sheet and how we're going to be protected. We are going to be saying ta'awudh, we are going to be saying a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Okay, so let's get started. I want all of you to say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, the cursed one. And remember, whenever evil thought comes into your head, whenever you feel like I'm going to be doing something negative, you should be saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Okay? And next is going to be tasmiya. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us mercy. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy on us. Because we are about to start His book, inshallah. Surah An-Nas. An-Nas means mankind. So this surah basically protects us from all the evil thoughts that come to us, whether they are secretly or whether it's in the form of a whispering into our ears. Okay? And sometimes we think that those thoughts or those actions are fun. Or we might think I'm enjoying all those bad things, but no. This is something that we need to be aware of. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to protect ourselves by saying these words. And just like I said in my previous session, that this is also a remarkable, a wonderful dua. Through this dua, we seek protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the evil thoughts that come into our hearts. So the first verse is, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. قُلْ, say, أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge, بِرَبِّ, with Rabb, the Lord, and النَّاسِ, of the mankind. And who is the Lord of the mankind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want all of you to say this or remind yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of the whole mankind. Okay? Malikin Nas. And again, who are we seeking refuge with? We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Malik, the king, and Nas of mankind. The king of the mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of the kings. Okay? So you can imagine a president of a country, a ruler of a country, or a king of a country. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of the kings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all the mankind. Ilahin nas, the God of mankind. Ilahi, the God, and nas, of mankind. Who is the God of mankind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only the Rabb, He is not only the Malik, but also He is Ilah. Ilah means the God, and He is the God of mankind. So what should we do? We should worship our God. We should worship our Ilah. We should worship من شر الوسواس الخناس. من from شري the evil الوسواس of the whispering الخناس the sneaking ones. They are asking the Rabb, they are asking Malik, they are asking Allah to protect us from the evil whispering of the sneaking ones, of the evil whispering of the people who are trying to harm others. And sometimes people often sneak upon us and we might not realize it, right? And that evil is mentioned as khannas. That evil is mentioned as khannas. And those people are very clever, and sometimes they are very cunning, because they have that evil thought, they try to act upon it, and they persuade others as well to act upon those thoughts and make them as attractive. And this is the reason that we need to be careful that whom we hang out, who are our friends, and are our friends telling us some good things? Or they are trying to make us do something that's going to destroy our life, that's going to ruin our life. So we need to be very, very careful in the selection of our friends. And these thoughts, when we are talking about the whispering, these thoughts, sometimes they come into our mind in form of waswas, the whispering. You might think, okay, I felt like this was something I did not think about, but where did this thought come into my head? Or how come I thought about this? Okay? So that is a form of a whispering, and whispering might be from shaitan. It might be something, a thought that a friend might have passed on to you. Okay? So today's verses are going to be verse number 5 and verse number 6, inshallah. الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس الذي هو يوسوس whispers في into صدور heart الناس of mankind. Again, الذي هو يوسوس whispers في into suduri hearts and nas of mankind. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against the person or against who whispers in the hearts of mankind. And again, these evil sneaky thoughts appear or they might coming to our heart quietly, like whispering. Okay? For example, a person might be fasting. Okay? And there is a chocolate bar in front of you. And you might think, oh, nobody is watching. Let's take a bite. And nobody's going to look at it. Right? And what's going to happen? Is that a whisper from Shaitan? Yes, there is a whisper from something that is not going to help you in making your fast a good. So, inshallah, we are not going to be listening to any types of whispering. We are not going to be listening to any type of bad thought that comes into our head, inshallah. Okay? Once again, الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. Who whispers in the hearts of mankind. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against the one who whispers in the hearts of mankind. Last verse of the surah. من الجنة والناس. Min, from. Al-jinnati, the jinn, wa, and an-nas, mankind. From the jinn and mankind. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against evil whispering that come to us from two sources. And two sources are mentioned here is, number one is jinn, and number two is mankind. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against jinn and mankind who whispers those evil thoughts into our heads, right? And with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can minimize such thoughts by avoiding those evil whisperings and by avoiding those evil people. Right? And those evil ideas or those evil thoughts sometimes also might be from invisible jinn. So we should remember that as we recite this surah, as we recite this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect us against all the evil thoughts. So during Ramadan, if an evil thought comes into your head, just say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then recite Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Okay, and see that, and you can notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect you against all those evil thoughts. Okay, and with Allah's help and also with our own efforts, we will be able to reject all types of evil thoughts, inshallah. Okay, so we should not think, okay, I'm just going to recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem, or qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, or qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, it's going to be enough and I would do whatever I want to know. Our efforts are also be counted. Our efforts are also going to be counted. So we need to be careful of our efforts. We need to be careful of our actions. And at the same time, we need to ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us stay away from all types of evil things. Okay? Inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to seek shelter with Him and ask for His protection. Not only from the jinn, but also from the bad people. I feel like we really, really need this surah day and night. And this is why we are recommended by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we need to recite this surah in the morning as well as in the evening. Okay, just like a dua, inshallah. Okay, my friends, I hope this is going to be clear, and I'm going to be asking you guys now to recite the surah one word at a time and say the translation as well. I'm going to lower your hands, okay? And remember, we are going to give the chance to the ones who never got a chance to come on mic and say the surah, okay? So I'm going to lower your hands one more time. first of all, raise your hand, okay, and be ready with the verses. So verse number one, I'm going to ask, let's see, Mazni, verse number one. Yes, Mazni? Okay, I feel like, I don't know, it's not going to unmute. Okay. Sayyida Zoya, verse number one.
قل أعوذ برب الناس. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the mankind.
Very good, mashallah. Very good. Zuhayb Khan, verse 2. Yes, Zuhayb? Yes, go ahead. Is it Zuhayb? I cannot hear you. Okay, Asma. Asma, verse number 2. I feel like my friends are not ready. Okay, Muhammad Raid, you can go ahead and say verse number 2, my dear.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Malikin Nas, the king of mankind.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallahu khayran kathira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your knowledge, mashallah. Ahil, verse number 3, please.
Ilahinna, the God of mankind.
God of mankind. Very good, mashallah. Very good. Wazala, verse number 4.
Min sharril waswasil khannas, and from the evil of the whisperings of the sneaking ones.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Jazakallahu khairan, aslan jaza, mashallah. Ismail Sheikh, verse number 5. Alladhi
yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, who whispered in the heart of mankind.
Yes, very good, mashallah, who whispers in the hearts of mankind. Okay, Sudaim, last verse of the surah, Sudaim. Okay, one more time.
From the jinn and mankind.
Yes, very good. From the jinn and from mankind. Good, mashallah. Muttaqi, verse number 1. Let's start the surah again.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of mankind.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Very good. Let's see, Muhammad Ali.
The king of mankind.
King of the mankind. Very good, mashallah. Muhammad Ali, can you tell me who is the king of the mankind?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good. Jazakallah khayran kathira. Minha. Verse 3, Minha.
Ilahinna, the God of mankind.
God of mankind, mashallah. Very good. Ayub. Verse number 4, Ayub. Yes, Ayub, I cannot hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
من شر الوسواس الخناس. From the evil of the whispers of the sneaking ones.
Okay, mashallah, jazakallah khairan kathira. Very good. Okay, Hiba. Verse number 5, Hiba.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس, who whispers in the hearts of mankind.
Whispers in the hearts of mankind. Very good, mashallah. Very good. Let's see who else has their hand raised. Tahmina.
What ayah?
Last ayah.
من الجنة والناس.
Very good. And translation?
From the jinn and mankind.
From the jinn and mankind. Very good, mashallah. Very good. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all sorts of evils. Right? So, let's make it a habit to recite this surah day and night. In the morning and evening. Okay, so I'm going to enable your chat, write one and tell me that inshallah I will be reciting this surah morning and evening. Just type one. Okay, very good, mashallah. Very good. Okay, good job. I said only one. Those of you have listened that I have said only one, great. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah. Jazakallah khairan kathira. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we are moving on towards our dua session. Oh, sorry, your Ramadan reminder session. I apologize. This is going to be a Ramadan reminder session. So be ready for it. Okay? And be enthusiastic for this session. And inshallah, you're going to be learning a beautiful thing today. Inshallah. Okay? So jazakumullah khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear ones how is everyone الحمد لله I hope so that everyone is fine enjoying fasting, enjoying Ramadan, helping at home with mom and dad, also doing good deeds, also reading Quran and so many things, good deeds like giving money to the poor ones, helping others, taking care of others, showing mercy to others. Remember in the last Ramadan session we have done all about it and I hope so you all are working on it. Inshallah, one by one, not all the things we can do at a time, but one by one. Whenever we get a chance to show our sacrifice, whenever we had a fight with our maybe a younger sibling, maybe the eldest one, then we have to show our sacrifice. Then we have to share. Then we can show our patience. Okay, inshallah. So today, again, in Ramadan reminder, we will learn something more special. Ramadan is special. So all the things related to this month are all special. Today, we will learn about a beautiful night, which is soon coming in the last 10 days. We are discussing about the days, like in the day we have to do the fasting, in the daytime, we can do the Quran reading and so many good deeds. What about the night? The nights are also special. Ramadan nights are very special, especially the last 10. Why? Because it is a very special night. It's coming in the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is called as Laylatul Qadr. What is the name of this night? Laylatul Qadr. Now, why this night is so special? Because in this beautiful night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran to the earth through Prophet Jibreel alayhi salam. Prophet Jibreel is the leader of all the angels. He had brought down the Quran. We can say that the first revelation was done in Ramadan on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where in the cave of Hira. You know about it? There's a cave named Hira in which our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was staying there at the night time to do the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was Ramadan night when first time the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came down and bring the first revelation of this Quran, first revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so that's why this night is so special. One more important thing about this night is every matter, like the big matters, are decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night. Like all of our good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking review of it, all of our bad deeds also, and who will die, who will have a new life, for the whole year planning, we can say for the whole year planning is made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. So this night is very special also due to this reason. There is a whole surah in Quran which is also telling us about the importance of this surah. In the ayah number 1 of the surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Behold, we reveal this Quran on the night of power. Laylatul Qadr is called as the night of power. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we reveal this Quran on the night of power. So what we have understood, that Quran was revealed on our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Angel Jibreel on this beautiful night. Now see the next verse of this surah, which is said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what do you know what the night of power is? Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you don't know how much full of blessing this night is, how much important this night is. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of power is better than 1,000 months. Not only 1 month, not 2, not 3, not 100. It's better than the 1,000 months. If we are doing worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, then we will be rewarded for doing the worship for whole 1,000 years. Not for 1 year, not for 2 years. We will have a reward of doing worship, of doing ibadah for the 1,000 years. See how important this night is. We do not miss this opportunity. We should avail it. We should be helpful to our parents on doing ibadah, in making dua, reading Quran, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this night worship, this night ibadah will give us reward enormously, which will be equal to maybe according to like 83 to 84 years somehow. Total 1,000 months is equal to 83 or 84 years, like that. So we will be rewarded for so many years. So inshallah, we will have so many plannings for it. Now let's see what the next ayah is telling about it, about this beautiful night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. The angels along with the spirit descend in it by the permission of their Lord and with all kinds of decrees. Like in this beautiful night, lots of angels come down on earth. Why? Why they will come down on earth? Because the people who are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely they will join them. They will give them a good company. We will have mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we will do ibadah, if we will do lots of prayer, if we will make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lots of angels coming down on earth, what is that mean? That definitely it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our language we used to say that the rahmat. Rahmat means the mercy, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angels are coming down. So this night is a peaceful night. There is no mischief. There's no up and down in this whole night. All the night is very calm, very beautiful, very soothing for everyone till the morning. Not for like, for some time, not for 1 hour, 2 hours, through the whole night till Fajr. All the angels are there. Till the Fajr, there is all calm down situation. All the night is very calm. So now what's our duty? We have learned about this surah. We have learned about the importance of this night. Now we must have to do some planning for this night as well. What you can do? First of all, the most important thing is you can be helpful to your mom and dad. when they are doing. See, there's also the surah you can see in the screen, the last ayah, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr, all peace is that night until the rise of dawn. It's a peaceful night till Fajr. Now, let's see our duty. I was telling you about your duty. First, most important thing is to be helpful to your mom and dad, okay? Help them to do their ibadah. Help them to do your ibadah. Be focused. Listen to them, okay? You can read Quran. You can make lots of dua. You can also pray. You can give more money in the last 10 days of Ramadan. One more important thing about this night is we do not exactly know what is the exact date of this night. Like, I cannot say it's maybe 20, 21, 22, 23. No. From the Ahadith, we have learned that it can be in the odd nights of the last 10 days, which is 21, 23, 25, 27, and 29. You know the odd and even numbers? It is in the odd nights of the last 10 days. It can be 21, maybe, or 23, 25, 29, 27, okay? So we have to do ibadah on all these nights so that we can get this Laylatul Qadr. It's a hidden matter by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a belief that it is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows well what is the exact date. So our duty is to do ibadah on all these days, so that we can get rewarded enormously. Enormously, how enormously? It's ibadah is equal to the 1,000 months ibadah, 1,000 months worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So don't miss this opportunity. Make plannings with your mom and dad. What you all can do, do preparation. Just like that, we have prepared for Ramadan. We can do preparation for all these 10 days. Okay? Be kind, be nice. If you will be helpful, your mom and dad will be able to finish their work on time and to make time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. If you will not behave, if you will not show your good manners, if you will not show your kindness, they will not be able to focus, you will not be able to focus, and we will not be able to get lots of benefits of this night, okay? So be kind, be generous, and be happy, and be ready, and do preparation for the last 10 days of Ramadan, okay? Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan katheera, my dear ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our time, in our preparations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all so that we can get energized for these last 10 days. Ameen, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan katheera. I'm leaving the mic for Sister Sajida for your next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Sister Fatima. Such a beautiful reminder. And inshallah, these beautiful nights, these wonderful nights are coming. The last 10 nights, inshallah, we are going to be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to be practicing more and more Quran. We are going to be, inshallah, saying more and more du'as as compared to whatever we are doing these days. We need to be steadfast and we need to be more efficient in Ramadan in last 10 nights and 10 days, inshallah. And let's do the planning. You can take some notes, you can just take some du'as and have nice prints and post on the walls so that each and every moment that you spend is going to be considered as ibadah, inshallah, because these nights come only once a year. So do not miss this opportunity. Okay, my wonderful students, inshallah. And make du'as for your teachers, just like Teacher Fatma, she taught you. And inshallah, you're going to be sadaqah jariyah for her if you act upon this. So make sure that you're going to be acting upon, you're going to be fulfilling your parents' duties. Inshallah, you're going to be fulfilling all those rules and responsibilities your parents have asked you to do. Okay? Inshallah. So we are moving on towards our next session. Next session is going to be for the manners of a Muslim. I'm going to be leaving the mic for Sister Amina. So enjoy the session and listen to the story. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope you guys are all ready for our next session to learn about the manners of a Muslim. And why do we learn about manners? We learn about manners because manners are really, really important. And we should always try and use our best manners, inshallah. So, what manner will we be learning about today? Today, we will learn about generosity. Can anyone tell me what generosity is? Just write in the chat box. What is generosity? So here it says being really generous. Rania says being kind. Saida says being kind. Okay, so let's see what generosity is. Generosity is sharing with others and the poor and not being greedy with what you have. So with all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, we should not be greedy with it. We shouldn't keep it all for ourselves. We should share with the people around us, so our family, our friends, and we should also share it with the poor. So people who don't have the things that we have, we should also share with them and donate it to them. And when someone is kind and they give things to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them more. Look how beautiful Islam is, that when we give to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more in return. And did you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was an amazing example of generosity. And the members of his family, they followed his example. For example, his wife Aisha, she was really, really generous. And often, any food that she received as a gift, or any money that she received as a gift, she distributed it immediately to the needy. So she gave it out to the poor on the same day without keeping it for herself. And the Prophet's companions, they were also really generous. And they even used to have competitions to see who could give away more of their wealth. But what can we do to be generous? Well, we can donate food to the poor and the needy. So in Ramadan, when there's people around the world who don't have the food that we have, we can donate it to them. And when we fast, we can experience some of the hunger that these people feel when they don't have food. And we can also donate our clothes. So clothes that maybe are too small for you, or even new clothes to people who are less fortunate, to people who don't have enough money to buy new clothes for themselves. And maybe for Eid, maybe they can't buy clothes for themselves. So maybe you can donate some clothes for them. And one other thing that you can do is that you can be generous with your time. So with your time, you can maybe teach a younger sibling something. So maybe they don't know how to ride their bike. And since you know how to ride your bike, you can teach them how to ride their bike. Or you can also help your parents. So maybe when making iftar, you can go and help your parents set the table, which is also being generous. And finally, you can also be generous by maybe sharing the game you have, or your candy, or maybe your coloring pencils with others. So maybe you're sitting in class, and you see that the students beside you, they don't have coloring pencils. So you can share it with them. So I've given you some examples. Now I want you to write in the chat box, what are some more things that you can do to be generous? I've given you 4 examples. Any more examples from you guys? Okay, so Rania says help. Hania says share a toy. Yes, you can also share your toys. That would be being generous. Oh, Rhoda says share your knowledge. And yes, you can also share your knowledge, which is also really good. It's all really good examples. Or Ryan says give charity. Yes, you can also give charity. Wonderful examples. Now let's see this ayah. So in this ayah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 272, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whatever you spend of good, it will be fully repaid to you, and you will not be wrong. So from this ayah, we learn that if we spend something in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so maybe we donate our money to build a masjid, or we give charity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay it to us in some other way. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recommend help to the needy, so give help to the needy, and you will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we help the needy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. It's an easy way to gain good deeds, right? Now, since we've learned about generosity, let's look at a short story about generosity. So this story, it's from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wasn't a rich man for most of his life. He did not live in a mansion, and he didn't have a huge closet full of dazzling clothes. And in fact, some of his clothes, they even had some patches on them. So the patches, they were there to cover up holes that might have appeared on his clothes. And so, there was a good woman, and she decided to sew the Prophet a beautiful new coat. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very happy, and he said, Alhamdulillah. He wore it almost immediately because he needed it so much. All the other clothes that he had were quite old or they had been worn out. And one day, there was a Sahaba. And this Sahaba, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing his lovely new coat that the woman has sewn. He cheerfully commented, Subhanallah, amazing. What a beautiful coat you've got there, O Prophet. I wish you could give it to me. So the Sahaba, he saw the Prophet's coat and he said, that's such an amazing coat. I want that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being really kind and generous, you know what he did? He took off his coat and he gave it to the Sahaba as a present. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went home. So the Prophet, he just gave his coat to the other person, to the Sahaba, since he was so generous. Now, after seeing this, there were other Sahabas there. And those Sahabas that had seen or heard about what happened, they started to taunt that particular Sahaba that had gotten the coat. They said to him, don't you fear Allah? Can't you see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he badly needed a coat? Why did you ask the Prophet for his coat? You know that he is extremely generous. He wouldn't reject anyone who asks him for anything that he has, because he always liked to make us happy. And you see, this was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet was really selfless. He put others before him. He was caring. He was kind, charitable, thoughtful. He always helped others and was really generous. He always thought of others. And if it seemed like someone needed something, something more than him, he would, in a heartbeat, quickly, he would quickly donate that thing to the person. And even if he had just gotten that thing as a gift. And from this story, we can learn that being generous is such an amazing quality. And that we should be generous to follow the example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we should always practice generosity and we should make it our goal. We should always try and maybe donate something that we have to the poor. Maybe we have some extra money or some extra clothes. We can donate to people who are less fortunate and maybe they need these things. So inshallah, we should always try and be generous. I hope all of you try and be generous. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was a beautiful story and a beautiful manner, inshallah. And while I was listening to the story, I made my list. So my wonderful students, have you made your list? What are you going to be giving this Ramadan? Because sometimes there are things sitting inside our closet, there are things sitting inside our cupboard. So we might not have used them maybe for quite a few times. So it's better to give it away to someone who really, really needs that. Okay, if we are not using something, we should just give it away. Or if we don't have anything, we should give our money from our savings. Okay, and inshallah, make it a goal that when you are going to be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in last 10 days of Ramadan, you will be generous as well. Yes, very good, Rafa. She said, do sadaqah. Yes, so whatever you have, inshallah, you will be sharing that with others. And someone wrote that they are going to be sharing the surah that they learned today. That's also a wonderful sharing, that whatever lesson that you learn from Surah An-Nas, there might be many people who don't know, who do not understand the meaning. So it would also be a good idea to share the meaning of Surah An-Nas, okay? So it can be your friend, it can be your neighbor, it can be someone who does not spend time in understanding, okay? So you can share that as well, okay? So moving on to our next session. Our next session is Pillars of Islam. Okay, please type in chat how many pillars of Islam are there. Okay, how many pillars of Islam? Yes, alhamdulillah. And today, we are going to be learning about the last pillar of Islam. We have done about Shahada, Salah, Sawm, Zakah, and today is our last pillar's turn, that's going to be Hajj. Okay, Hajj is one of the basic and fifth pillar of Islam. It is also one of the basic duty of a Muslim. And what is basically Hajj, right? Hajj is the visit to Kaaba. And someone might think, where is Kaaba? Kaaba is in Mecca. Okay, and where is Mecca? Mecca is in Saudi Arabia. And what is Kaaba? Kaaba is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Dhul-Hijjah, Muslims visit Mecca. And this is obligatory on those Muslims who can afford the trip. I know every Muslim tries to make their best effort to offer the pilgrimage. Okay, and it is also recommended as once in a lifetime. If one can afford more than once, they can go. But if they are unable to, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make it easy for them. Okay, and it is front on those people who can afford this trip, since this trip is a very expensive trip and people have to make some savings in order to go for Hajj. And inshallah, I'm going to be making dua for all of you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you go for Hajj one day, inshallah. And what is Hajj? Hajj is an act of worship
This is basically an ibadah. An ibadah is any good activity that is done in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And what do people go? So you can see on the screen there are lots and lots of people doing Hajj. So what is the reason that people are going and people are doing making tawaf and people are going in such a rush and there are lots and lots of people? Because they are trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can see this Kaaba on your screen. And Kaaba is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also known as Baytullah. It is a cube-shaped building which is covered by a large black cloth. And remember, we as Muslims, we face towards Kaaba when we are praying. Right? We need to know where is the direction of the Kaaba so that we offer our salah. Now the question is, who built Kaaba? Was it there from the beginning when Adam a.s. was created, or there was someone else who built it? Okay. So the answer is, it was built by the very first prophet. And who was the very first prophet? Prophet Adam alayhi salam was the very first prophet, and he was the one who built it. And then again, it was rebuilt. Again, over the time, the building was not in a good shape. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he rebuilt the Kaaba. And not only Ibrahim alayhi salam, but his son Ismail alayhi salam. So it was the first house built on the earth for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine, how would you feel when you go there to see the very first house that was built on the earth in order to worship the Lord, in order to worship the Rabb, right? It is going to be an amazing experience. And Hajj is a very important event. It's a great event for Muslims. During Hajj, Muslims from all over the world get together in Makkah. Since it is a yearly gathering, it can be a president, it can be an ordinary worker. There is no discrimination. Who is going to be standing where? Who is going to be going where? So subhanAllah, everybody is equal when it comes to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to du'as. This Ramadan, make lots and lots of du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you for Hajj. What is basically Hajj? So there are a few steps that a Muslim needs to follow when they go for Hajj. First of all, they need to arrive place that is called Miqat, where they are going to be wearing their ihram. And ihram is a two-piece of clothes. It is white colored for men, and for women it can be of any color. So as long as women are properly covered, it's going to be their ihram. So after reaching Miqat, Muslims, they make a niyyah to arrive to Makkah, and that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house is. That is where the Kaaba is. And they need to go around the Kaaba 7 times. And going around the Kaaba is called tawaf. And the first time when you go there and you make your tawaf, that's called tawaf al-qudum. And once you're finished with tawaf, Muslims, they need to walk up and down the hills of Safa and Marwa. That also recognizes the efforts, that also recognizes the striving of Hajar alayhi salam. Remember, in Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's story, we learned that Ibrahim alayhi salam left Hajar alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam in Mecca. And in order to get some water for her son, Hajar alayhi salam, she had to walk up and down Safa and Marwa. And that act was so much loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every Muslim who goes there, he needs to go up and down the hills of Safa and Marwa. But nowadays you cannot see the hills there. It's a straight path, and they have some marks with where is Safa and where is Marwa, and people need to go there 7 times. And once they are done with Safa and Marwa, Muslims move to Mina. And Mina is the place where you can see there are tents. Okay, step number 3 you can see here. So where Muslims are going to be praying, they are going to be spending the time in ibadah and reading Quran and doing lots and lots of zikr. And then Muslims need to move to Arafat. Arafat is the place where Muslims make lots and lots of du'as of forgiveness. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. And Arafat is a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to du'as of our Muslims. And once they are done with making du'a, then Muslims, they move on towards Muzdalifah and get ready. Once they are at Muzdalifah, Muslims get ready. They prepare themselves for moving on towards stoning. And what is stoning? Jamarat. They go to Jamarat. They do throw some pebbles, some stones towards Shaytan. That's also a part of Hajj. And once they finish stoning the Shaytan, Muslims go back to Mina, which will be on the day of Eid al-Adha, right? And then they are going to come back. They are going to throw 7 stones on Major Jamarat again, and then go back to Kaaba and walk around for Tawaf and walk around 7 times again and drink Zamzam. While I'm talking about Zamzam, I'm fasting. I feel like, oh my goodness, how much coolness that Zamzam brings. Subhanallah. And this is the Hajj. And this is the striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those beautiful days. Sometimes people might think, oh, that's so difficult. But Hajj is the name of making efforts. The Hajj is the name of putting all types of efforts to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And at the end of Hajj, just like I mentioned earlier, that there is a festival which is known as Eid al-Adha. It is Eid that is being celebrated, that is being observed to remember the great event of sacrifice of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what do the Hajj teach us? Hajj teaches us that we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do, right? We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people who do not go for Hajj, do you think they would just sit in front of a TV and watch other Muslims performing their Hajj? Or they would just think, okay, I was not able to go for Hajj, I would just spend my time doing nothing. No, the last 10 days, okay, the last 10 days, the best days of the year are the very first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah of the Islamic calendar. There are no other days mentioned in Haditha. There are no other days that are better or to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. Remember, when we were talking about Ramadan, we were talking about 10 nights, right? And when we are talking about Dhul Hijjah, we are talking about 10 days that are beautiful days. So inshallah, once we finish Ramadan, so probably after 2 months and 2.5 months, I believe it's going to be 2 months and 10 days, we are going to be entering into the month of Dhul Hijjah. And once we enter the month of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days, we are going to be spending, inshallah, in ibadah. We are going to strive our best in these days, since these days come only once in a year. Okay, so this was beautiful, beautiful learning about the last pillar of Islam, the beautiful pillar of Islam. And remember, if we miss one of the pillars, we are healthy, we have all the resources, and we miss one of the pillars. Do you think we would be a true Muslim then? Do you think we are going to be mu'min? No. So in order to be a true Muslim, in order to be a perfect Muslim, we need to follow what Islam says. And our Islam says about Shahada, Salah, Sawm, Zakah, and Hajj. Right? Insha'Allah. So all five pillars, we are completed with all five pillars. Are you guys ready for today's activity? That's going to be a basic summary of what we have learned. Okay? I want all of you to be ready with your activity things, with your materials, so that we can move on towards our next activity, inshallah. Okay, and I believe you guys are ready. Okay. I'm just trying to, okay, this is going to be your activity time. You need to have two plain papers in front of you, scissors. You need to have glue, whether it's a liquid glue or a glue stick, or you need to have a scotch tape, marker, colors, whatever that's available. Okay? Inshallah. And if you don't have the materials available, that's okay. You can do that on your later time. Okay? So you can just look at the steps and then you can follow on later. Inshallah. Because whatever steps I'm going to be talking about, these are very simple steps. Inshallah. Okay. So I believe you have your first paper in front of you. Okay? Are you guys ready? You need to have your plain paper in front of you. Grab a pencil. Grab a pencil. And I want you to draw four lines. Okay, so you can see on the screen, I want you to draw four lines on your paper. I can see some of you are ready, already drawing some lines. Okay, so you need to have four lines. Okay. Yes, good. Very good. I can see Gazala working. I can see Ayub working. Good job. Good job. Very good. I can see Sayyida Zoya working, mashallah. Okay. That would be great. That's very good, mashallah, Rona. Mashallah. Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So once you have finished making those lines, I want you to use your scissors and cut along those lines. Okay. So if you're finished with your lines, your next step should be, I want you to go ahead and cut along those lines. Okay, so once you cut it, you should have five strips with you. Okay, you should have five strips with you. MashaAllah, I can see some wonderful work being done. Alhamdulillah, beautiful. Good job. Very good. Nadia is busy working. Muhammad Raid is busy working. MashaAllah. Hamza, where is your work, my dear? Okay, Ghazala is working. Okay, there are students who are really, really focused. MashaAllah, that's wonderful. I'd like to see hardworking students. Okay. So once you cut the strips, I want you to show your strips in the screen. Okay, using your scissors, please cut those strips. Very good, mashallah. Muhammad Raid is done. Good. Very good, mashallah, Muhammad. Beautiful. Zuhair, NQK024 Zuhair, are you requesting remote control of your screen? You know what, my dear, if I give you the screen, I will not be able to walk you through the steps that I want you to do, okay? So please avoid doing that. If that was a mistake, that's okay. If not, then please stay away from it, okay? Jazakallahu khairan kathira. Okay, so once you have finished, we can move on towards, very good, Noor, I can see you. Okay, mashallah. Noor Asif, could you please stop requesting the remote control of your screen, please? Of my screen, I would say. Okay, well, I should give you the mic and ask you that if there is something that you need to share, you can share. Okay, I'm unable to give you the remote and I should not be giving you the remote as well. Okay, very good, Rania. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Ibrahim. Good job, Umayma. Very good. Very good. Okay, so let's move on towards next step. In this step, I want you to write Shahada. Okay, I want you to write Shahada. I know you might have got the clue by now that grabbing your marker, grabbing your color pencil, whatever that's available with you, I want you to write Shahada, Salah, okay, Saum, Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakah, I'm going to repeat, Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakah, Hajj. Okay, so all five pillars of Islam, I want you to write on five strips that you have cut. Okay, very good. I can see Afshin using her colors. Color markers, very good, mashallah. Aira, very good. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, very good, Ghazala. Very good, Muhammad Nasab. Simra, can you show me your work, my dear? Beautiful, very good, Simra. Very good, mashallah. Good job, good job. Beautiful. Okay. So those of you have finished writing, if you want, you can use your color pencils and crayons. You can color the strips. Okay, I know you would like colors, and you can color the strips. Beautiful, very good, mashallah. Very good. I have some very good work coming through. Okay, Minha, beautiful. I'm just trying to see all your work, my wonderful students. Rania, very good. Rania, can I see your work, my dear? Okay. MashaAllah, very good. Online tajweed for all. I feel like this face is familiar, but there is no name. Okay. I want to see your work, my dear. Okay. Rayan is busy working. MashaAllah. And Rania. Oh, MashaAllah. Beautiful color box, Rania. Beautiful. Okay, Nadia. Beautiful. MashaAllah. Oh, there is a heart as well at the end. MashaAllah. Good. If you want, you can use your color pencil and for coloring the strip. Okay? And if you want, you can draw something. Okay? Good. I feel like because most of you have completed. Good, Simra. MashaAllah. Very good. Good, Mazneen. Mawahid is working. Cool. Good job, Mawahid. Cool. Yes, Mawahid. Yes, you are cool. I can see you working. Good job. Hardworking student. Uzair, very good. Zoha, good. MashaAllah. Mahad, I need to see your work. I know you are so much dedicated. You are working on your stuff. Good job. Okay. Okay, inshallah. So let's move on. Good job. Okay. The next step. So in this step, I want you to take the second piece of paper. Okay, in the second piece of paper, I want you to draw a cloud this time. Okay. On the second piece of paper, I want you to draw a cloud. Okay. Okay, I'm waiting for you guys. Okay, good. Very good. MashaAllah. Very good, Ayub. Good. Yes, you can, you know what? You can use the complete paper and make a big, big cloud. Rayan, I like yours. Good. Okay. Just make sure that you're going to be making a big cloud on the paper. Okay. Yes. Zoya, good job. Good job, MashaAllah. Good. Arsalan. Very good. Very good. Good. Okay. So in my next step, what are we going to do? MashaAllah. I want you to use your scissors and cut the cloud. See, this time, I want you to use your scissors. And if you need a parent's help, if you need your mom or dad to cut it for you, you can ask them. But I feel like you guys would be good cutting persons. Good job. Very good. I can see Mazneen cutting her paper. I can see Zainab cutting her paper. I can see Simra cutting her paper. Good job. Beautiful. You guys are cutting experts. MashaAllah. Ghazala, did you already cut your paper, Ghazala? Are you finished? Okay. Rania. MashaAllah, she's cutting her paper. Who else is cutting the paper? Good. You can see Nazim working. Okay. Hania is working. Good job, Omeima. Good job, Ayub. Noor. Asma, I'm missing you that you're not participating. Muhammad Ali, very good. Okay, Asma, you can do it later on. I feel like it's nighttime for you, right? Okay. Ibrahim Habib, mashallah. Good job, Muhammad Raif. You are cutting your clouds. Good job. Okay. So, but very good, Nadia. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So, I'm going to be moving on to the next step. So once you've finished, good job, Sayyida Zoya. So next step is going, in the next step, I want you to be ready with your strip and you should have your cloud with you. And this time I want you to use your markers and write down, I love the pillars of Islam. Okay? Or you can write your name. You can write, Zoya loves the pillar of Islam. Or Ayub loves the pillar of Islam. Or Tuba loves the pillar of Islam. Or Rayan loves the pillar of Islam. Okay? Or you can just write, I love the pillars of Islam. Okay? Or you can write, Mawahid loves the pillar of Islam. Okay? If you want, you can write your name. Or you can write, I love the pillars of Islam. Okay? This is going to remind you throughout that you are going to be following the pillars of Islam, inshallah. Okay, very good. Rania is already good. Ruhan, very good. MashaAllah. Great job. Alhamdulillah. Great job. Okay. Yes, Hania. Okay. So once you have finished writing, I love the pillars of Islam. Yes, Mariam. Yes, very good, Aiza. Very good. I want you to move on to the next step. Okay, so you have your strips written Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakah, and Hajj. And you have your cloud that has written on it, I love the pillars of Islam. So in next step, we are going to be using the glue, or you can use a scotch tape. And if you don't have any of those, you can use stapler too. It just hit my head that you can use a stapler as well, okay? So what we are going to be doing, we are going to be putting the strips one by one on the cloud, right? So using this, yes, very good, Zainab. I love the pillars of Islam, good job. So take your glue. Yes, Mawahid, good job, you did it. Okay, so once you are done with gluing the first strip, you can use the second strip. And second strip is going to be Salah. Okay, beautiful. I can see some of you are fast. They are already working on it, Alhamdulillah. Okay, and then you have the third strip that's going to be the Saum. I know I'm talking very fast because we are going above our time, and I really apologize for that. Okay, so that's why I need to be talking very fast so that we can finish the activity. Okay? Okay. So I want you to start putting your strips one by one. Very good, Muwahid. MashaAllah. So, Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakah, Hajj. Oh my God, you guys are far ahead. You guys are faster than me. Okay. I don't have it on screen yet and you guys are finished. MashaAllah. Okay. Very good, Rohan. Very good. MashaAllah. So, you should have all five strips attached with the cloud. Okay. Beautiful. Good job. Alhamdulillah, I can see Muhammad Ali, beautiful. Muhammad Raid, very good. Good job, mashallah, good job. Okay, Sayyida Zoya is still working. Very good, Tuba, very good, mashallah. So, you can also color it, like you can see on the screen, and that's optional, okay? It's always an option. I know we don't have enough time that I can give you to color. You can always color that at your convenience. Okay, you can use pencil colors if you have written with some markers. Beautiful, Simra, beautiful. I like it. I like your work. Okay, so you can hang it on a wall. You can put it beside your table, wherever you like. You can hang it on a cupboard. Okay, that's going to be revising that what did you learn in Pillars of Islam. You learned about five Pillars of Islam. Beautiful, Mazneen. I see that you have colorful strips. That's a wonderful idea. Yeah, you could have used the construction paper or you could have used different colors. Ismail, nice. Beautiful, Ismail. Good job. I like yours. You can always color. Yes, Hiba, beautiful. I know some of you might think, okay, it's white. You know what, my dear? You can use color markers. You can use paint. And you can always make it a colorful thing, okay? And share it. Very good, mashallah. So one thing I would like you to do, once you're finished coloring, you can take a picture and send in your WhatsApp group, okay? And remember, I asked you guys to send your Salah tracker, and I hope you have put your Salah tracker in a safe place. So please take a picture and send it in your WhatsApp group, the homework group. And you can also take the picture of I love the pillars of Islam. Okay, decorate it. You can put some stickers. You can put some glitter glue on it, whatever you like, and send a beautiful picture. Okay, inshallah. I love the participation. I love the spirit. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira, my wonderful students. Okay, once again, I'm going to be taking names of all the students who have. Just show me on your screen, okay? Be ready and show me on your screen, all of you. Okay, whatever step that you are at, I want you to show me at your screen. Beautiful. Muhammad Raid, Muhammad Ali, Ibrahim, Nadia, Rayan, Ayub, Tuba, Noor, and I have Sayyida Zoya, I have Zainab, Muahid, I have Yusra, Umayma, Simra, Ruhan, Mazneen, Muttaqi, Afshin, Mahad, Aira, Samia, I have Hania, MashaAllah, I have Aiza, Sajida, I have Sudaim, Ahil, Sudail, Zoha, Safa, Fatima, Uzma, and who else do I have? I feel like I have taken names of pretty much most of you. So, Jazakumullah khair kaseer. I'm just going to be revising the homework. What is going to be your homework for this week? Your homework for this week is to learn the translation of Surah An-Nas and memorize the dua for increasing the knowledge, okay? And sending the pictures if you can in WhatsApp group. Enjoy, okay? Jazakumullah khair kaseera for being active participants, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Let me say the dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our efforts, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا. Again, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Allah.